Hey y'all, it's Girl Who Swirls, Chris Karazin from Beyond Black and White, coming at you with another question of the week, but I am in Las Vegas, baby. We are celebrating our first annual Beyond Black and White hangover party in Las Vegas to celebrate the nuptials of one of our beloved blog participants and previous writers, Earth Jeff, and his lovely bride, Tony. A few of us who are regulars on the blog came to party. I'm on my way to the pool right now, which is why I am dressed like this. So I will apologize in advance for anybody's eyes that I offend with my 42-year-old body. That's an inside joke, and I think some of you guys know what I'm talking about. Wink, wink. Okay, so the question today comes from a woman who lives in where I think is like unbelievable place to date interracially and interculturally and ethnically. I'm trying to figure out what her problem is. Okay, so here's the question. Hi, Crystalline. I'm 40 years old and I am single and ready to mingle. My son went to college. I have not dated in years, literally 8. I ran across your blog and YouTube, and I'm so happy that you've not gone away. I need help. I live in Miami and am so scared to attempt to date outside my race. Not sure if that's the right term, but again, I am so glad that you're not gone. Do you recommend any advice for me? I'm so tired of being worried about my family and what they'll say. I'm 40, yes. And as I look at other interracial relationships thriving and happy, I think to myself, what the hell am I waiting for? Well, truth is, I'm scared as hell and don't know where to begin. I love your blog. Okay. All right. So, really quick. You are 40 years old, girl. You need to be beyond caring what your family or what other folks think. I mean, being in your 40s is unbelievably liberating because you just stop giving a shit so much about what other people think. And so I'm glad that you're looking around you and seeing other people happy and wondering why not you, because really, why not you? Absolutely, it should be you too. And girl, you are so lucky. You are in Miami, which is, what, 90 miles away from Cuba. You are surrounded by some of the most beautiful Latino men that could grace American soil. And honey, if I were single and living in Miami, let's not talk about that. Children watch this channel, so I'm just gonna be quiet about that, but yeah, it would be on. So here's what I would do. Here's my recommendation for you. I want you to get out there. I want you to start getting used to getting out there. I want you to go get a makeover. I want you to make sure that your hair and your makeup and an outfit that you want to wear out just complements you so much so that it accentuates your natural beauty. What this does, two things. Obviously, it makes you look good, but it also makes you feel good, and it gives you that confidence that you need to go out there and get them. So I want you to figure out the hairstyles that complement your face, the makeup that complements you, the clothing that complements your body type. I think it's really important and totally underrated, but I really think that it's step one in terms of women dating, because it helps you to get the confidence that makes you so attractive to other men. Now, I want you to just get out there. You are in a cultural hub in Miami, and I want you to take one friend with you out to a club. I want you to go, you know, don't go to a black club or a club that you're comfortable with. I want you to go to an Afro-Cuban club. I want you to go to a Latin club where they salsa dance. I want you to learn how to salsa dance so that you can interact with these people. I want you to go to the festivals that they celebrate and intermingle with these men. It's going to be so easy for you if you're open and you're confident, because it's really, it's all right there. The men are just waiting to be served to you on a silver platter. Girl, get your fork and knife and gobble them up, Manita. Gobble them up, girl. And secondly, what I think you should do is to create a profile. Now that you've got yourself looking your best, I want you to create a profile on a place that I'm a brand ambassador for, Interracial Dating Central, or a site like that, that you know that the people who you can get connected in your area are open to dating interracially. So I think that you'll probably find quite a few of those men in the regional section of Interracial Dating Central. The reason why I'm bringing them up again for this particular trip is in part because our two newlyweds, Jeff and Tony, met on Interracial Dating Central and they got married. And there's tons of success stories of people finding those connections and finding love. But if money's an issue, I mean, it's I personally think that you know, if you're going to be serious about meeting something, meeting somebody, I think $20 is reasonable a month. It's certainly a lot cheaper than paying $5,000 to a matchmaker or, you know, being miserable with nobody. So I think that if you do those two things, make sure that you go out and get out there and do things that may make you feel uncomfortable at first, but expose you to other people. And the second thing is to get online and connect with people who are open to interracial dating in your area. I am not worried about you at all. If you follow my advice, I think that you'll be writing me within a few months that you've met somebody special. Okay, good luck, girl. Okay, if you guys have questions for me, you can reach me at Christelyn, C-H-R-I-S-T-E-L-Y-N, at beyondblackwhite.com. Toodles! Time to go to the pool. Bye. We should all...